Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you. You can create the content. That which you see on the front page of the website was put there by listeners like you. All of it. Everything as you scroll down the page, those numbered items, they're news pieces, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever you think is relevant to our audience. Doesn't have to be newsy. It can just be fun. Whatever you think our audience will enjoy.
And it only takes like 10 seconds, if that.
There's a little setup time involved. If you don't have a Reddit account yet, you'll have to get one of those. And if you don't have a freetalklive.com account, you do need to get one of those. But then you link them together. And then from that point on, it's really easy to submit content to the site and vote. You can vote stuff up if you like it, down if you don't, or just ignore it if you don't like it. So if you want to be more positive, only vote up. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It is completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website. Still to come here, more, I think, still on children and activism. I do want to come back to that topic. Also, Nemi, you want to tell us about the cuddle crackdown.
Yes, I do.
That is impending in the Madison, Wisconsin area, or it may actually be happening at this point.
They've already closed, actually.
We'll come back to that. Moment. We'll talk about who they are in a moment. But first, we go to Lauren listening somewhere in the U.S. That's about all we have here on Lauren. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey.
You guys familiar with Faraday discs? Michael Faraday created them in 1831.
A Faraday disc?
Yep, also known as a homopole generator.
I've heard of a Faraday cage, but I've never heard of a Faraday disc. What is it now?
It was created in 1831. It's one of the first DC motors generators.
Okay.
If you take a look and you go out and you take and do some research on them, they can produce upwards of 200,000, a million amps. Matter of fact, if you take a look at the homopolar handbook, page 1, it says that HPGs are 95% efficient and can produce upwards of 1 million amperes.
Okay.
And if you take and talk, or you go look at Lancaster, his 1997 tech musing, Muse 117, he says a mid-sized might output 8 volts at a current of 200 or 20,000 amperes.
So this all sounds very big. What is it that you're getting to here?
Yeah, I'll get to it in a second. A slip ring with 0.01 ohms.
We don't really need a whole technical rundown.
Not everybody knows what amperes and volts are.
400,000 watts.
Okay, great. So
400,000 watts sounds like a lot.
That's about 536 horsepower, mm-hmm. or 1,365 BTUs per hour.
So why aren't these in use today?
Because they were taken out of the physics books back in the 50s. I think it has something to do with the fact that Einstein was...
Yeah, but that doesn't really...
Was what?
You know, if you take a look at it, a million BTUs, that's 10 times what you need to run.
Lauren, look,
here's what I have. The Faraday disk, this is coming from Wikipedia, the Faraday disk was primarily inefficient due to counterflows of current...
A homopolar generator. Okay.
Well, you called it a Faraday disk. Now you're saying it's a homopolar generator. Look, the excuse that the reason
is
why
a homopolar generator.
Great.
Right. Well, she was reading. That's what she was reading to you.
No, okay. She's actually right.
What is she right about?
Well, she's saying that if I'm understanding this correctly, and I'm doing this on the fly here, that a Faraday disk is a homopolar generator. Correct. But correct. Not all homopolar generators are Faraday disks.
Correct.
Okay.
Sure, but that doesn't answer the question as to why these aren't in use today. You claim some sort of restrictions. They took them out of the history books, but it's not been taken out of the internet. It's right here on Wikipedia.
Right. But nobody takes and makes the connection. You take a look, they got homopolar motors out on YouTube all the time, but nobody takes and makes the generators.
So are you running your home off of a homopolar generator?
No.
Well, why not?
But if I ever take and lose my job, I will. That's one of the first things I'll do. I have the parts and pieces to be able to put one together.
So you're just saying you're too busy?
Just the time to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's for 536 horsepower, a million BTUs an hour.
That sounds very impressive. You would think that with numbers like that, there would be people who would say, you know what, I'm going to make this, I'm going to take my the whatever time it takes to make one of these things and put it out there so people can duplicate these efforts. You're saying there are people making them on YouTube, but it's just not getting the attention you think it deserves?
They're making the motor. See, a homopolar generator can be a motor or it can be a generator. In the generator form, it can produce high amperage, high current.
Okay.
And
it just doesn't make sense to me, Lauren, with the fact that the internet exists, there's no longer an information problem, right? So there's if you want to get plans for a homopolar generator, there are going to be plans for that, presumably, because the internet has everything. And so therefore there's a huge movement for people in search of new sources of power. Why there wouldn't be people who are building homopolar generators doesn't make sense to me unless they actually don't work very well or there's some sort of flaw.
Sense to me either.
Okay.
But the
well, then
math
we agree.
Is there.
Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. There you go. Hey, all you free energy people, apparently Lauren has discovered something that you don't know about and that nobody's making in the entire world. I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, well, I'm always skeptical of the, you know, they had this plan in the past, but it's been kept down by the man story.
It's a good story.
I remember when I was a kid, my uncle told me a story about a carburetor that allowed, consider, when I'm a kid, it's the 70s, right? This is the either late 70s or early 80s. A carburetor that could get 100 miles an hour and a battery that, if it went dead, would recharge itself overnight.
Hmm.
And now that these
through the power of moonbeams.
and I didn't know anything about anything, so I'm going for the story. But as I, you know, it just doesn't seem like this is possible, that these things have been kept out. You know, we've just been tricked all along. These big corporations buy this information up, but, you know, there's a huge warehouse with all these inventions in it, and they've, you know, they bought them everywhere, or crushed them, or whatever they've done.
But there's always somebody with an anecdotal story, right? There's somebody who heard some, like, it's a hearsay anecdotal story. It's always somebody who knows somebody who was threatened because of having some kind of invention. Like, nobody's ever told the story themselves. It's never, I was the one threatened, and I have proof that I was threatened, or anything like that. It's just always just one of these stories thrown out there to make it sound like, oh yeah, of course, ExxonMobil would want to prevent you from making this generator, because then they're a monopoly.
We had one guy call in that said that. He ran a car dealer or something, or a car repair shop in, this was in Montana, what was Kalispell, Montana, and he was an advertiser on that station, so we had to kind of treat him with kid gloves, as I recall.
It's a kook station.
It's a very ministerly thing of you to say.
Yeah,
Ian.
That's nice.
It was a kook station. Look, the reason we lost this station was because we didn't make the kook cut. Like, our show wasn't crazy enough. It wasn't of the conspiracy kind of vein, essentially. Like, we didn't believe in chemtrails, so therefore we were taken off the air.
I see.
That should give you a taste.
Not controversial enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not insane enough, actually.
God. So anyway, we have had one person call in on that, and you know, it's if somebody calls in and says this happened to me, it's still a story. I can tell everybody about the story of me seeing Bigfoot on the roads of New Hampshire one night.
You don't have a picture though.
I don't have a picture, and it's just somebody talking. The fact is, I saw something reflective that might have been eyeshine. I don't know what I saw.
I love the stories about the free energy devices. I mean, they all sound very exciting, and there have been plenty of people who've called this show over the years to tell us about this free energy device, whether they're not the ones who are making them, but they found some video.
Generally, it's Tesla.
Tesla's very popular in that particular realm, but there's always people out there advocating for this, but there's never any proof of concept. There's never anything that, you know, if this is doable, the person who's putting it out there should be making money off of it. Or
think about all these people who wasted their time with solar energy. We could just have a homopolar generator.
Right,
thing.
And how much money is somebody willing to pour into solar panels? I mean, these things aren't cheap. So, I mean, if I can put a wheel on something and spin it around real fast, which is what this thing looks like, and I've taken a close look at it.
That's right. There's a wheel on something.
We'll come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves by bringing up whatever you like. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Free State Project is a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, and we are also longtime supporters of the Free State Project. In fact, we've been supporting the Free State Project before they became an advertiser on Free Talk Live.
That's accurate.
And when I say we, I mean you and I, Mark. Nemi, I think you support the Free State Project, but
you're a Joni-come-lately around here.
I'm a known associate of the Free State Project. I believe that's the unofficial official term for people who are not necessarily friends of the Free State Project, but kind of hang around with you guys or were here before.
You're born and raised in New Hampshire, so yep. You are very fortunate in that way. Mark and I moved here as early movers for the Free State Project in 2006, and it's been great so far with over 1,000 people. We're over 1,500, actually, people that are here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,000 are pledged to make the move to come here. We want to reach that. We want that number to become 20,000. So we're moving toward that goal of reaching 20,000 people who signed up and have pledged to make their move here to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's very exciting. I know that actually Corey Moore is going to be visiting up here in Keene late next week. So just before you're going to be leaving, Mark, actually, you're going on a vacation starting tomorrow. And so Corey Moore, who's one of the hosts on LRN.FM, is actually coming to town to check out Keene and kind of check out New Hampshire. He's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival before, but I don't think that he's spent any other time, you know, during the normal parts of the year here in New Hampshire. So go to freestateproject.org and you can learn about this movement that is just the most exciting liberty movement out there, hands down. And again, freestateproject.org.
If you want to cut and run from wherever you are, you can cut and run to New Hampshire.
I would call that cutting and regrouping, whereas cutting and running would be going and just going to wherever outside of the U.S. If you're going, if you want to be more free and you care about other people's freedom, because in my opinion,
I think that is really the best point, is you have to be concerned about, you know, creating a more free society rather than the people that are sort of moving to other countries are more concerned with creating more freedom for themselves.
Which is fine. I mean, everybody's got their thing that's important to them, but for me...
Slugs are chickens, right, Ian?
For me, what?
I'm hearing that tone in your voice, is that I listened to last night's show, and you use terms like cut and run, run away, and
isn't
to
that
talk
what
about,
you're doing? I mean... It's okay. Own it. I mean, that's what you're doing. You want to run. I would want to get away from U.S. tyranny as well. I mean, I don't blame anybody for doing that, but I know there's tyranny elsewhere. I know that wherever it is I go, that's where the government people are going to be trying to control people. Will they control people less in some areas, in some other places? Sure, that's true. Is it easier to start a business in certain other countries? Yeah, absolutely. Do you pay fewer bribes in some other countries? Sure. But are there government agents out there that are arresting peaceful people in those other places?
You better believe it.
There sure, there certainly are. Are there government agents out there who are extracting wealth from other people? Yeah, that's how governments exist.
Yes,
they extract wealth from somebody.
Maybe states exist.
Maybe they're not going to extract it from the wealthy gringo, or maybe it won't seem like such a big deal if you only have, you know, very, very small taxes. But either way, there are still people whose lives are being destroyed by these people calling themselves the state. So to me, I want to get together with other people to, as you're saying, create a more free place, to create a destination where people who are looking at making a move somewhere will say to themselves, do I want to leave the country or do I want to go to New Hampshire, where there's actually becoming more freedom over time because of these thousands of liberty-minded people that are moving here. Now, I'm not going to make the claim that it's becoming more free yet, but there are areas in which we have rolled back the state.
Yeah, there's opportunities. There's things to point at.
Big things like jury nullification being completely legal to talk about in a courtroom here. You can't do that anywhere else in the country. So that's one thing. They repealed the knife ban in the past. There was a budget cut a couple years ago of like, what, 11% or something like that? So there's some
12,
real tangible wins. Liberty-minded people are actually getting elected here. That's unprecedented, period, across the rest of the country. It's very rare that a libertarian will get elected to anything besides dog catcher or soil and water conservation board in other places around this country. But in New Hampshire, liberty-minded people have been elected to the state house. Dozens of them, as a matter of fact. So it's working already, and we've only got 10% of the total membership here. So go to freestateproject.org. Now, we were talking about activism at the beginning of the show. The Capitol Police yelling at children and activists who are singing songs out in front of John Boehner. Apparently, he's one of the House representative types.
You don't know that John Boehner is the Speaker of the House?
He's some tool bag.
You have to know that.
Anyway, he's some old tool bag in Congress like the rest of the 534 scumbags out out there. Anyway, so here's
it's
what
535 members of Congress
what
and one
534
president.
Scumbags.
What? Oh, the other 534 scumbags?
Gotcha. So I'm going to play the audio here. I played at the beginning of the show, but obviously there's people tuning in all the time. It's very short. This will give you an idea of what the scene was like. They were singing.
This is getting old real fast, okay? I'm not going to tolerate it. This is the place of business that we do not sing in the hallway.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't even catch him saying that earlier, but yeah, that's pretty insulting. He is talking to a group of what appear to be mostly Hispanic individuals. It is apparently some sort of immigration freedom related event that they were doing out there, and they were singing songs previously. There's a break where kind of a downtime where the kids look absolutely frightened that are there. There's some very young children, probably.
They should be. It looks like this guy's ready to throw them in jail.
7 to 10-year-old children, and of course the parents tell them it's okay. It's okay, and then one lady says,
we're going to pray quietly. We're not going to say.
I'm going to stay here now because this is getting old real fast. Yeah. Every day, I'm done. I'm going to start making arrests.
And there you go. So some said that this is exploitation of children, and what I would like to know, because I don't think it is, I think that these people, these young people, they know enough to know that they don't want their brothers, sisters, moms, dads to be taken away from them, and that it's the people like this man in this video, this uniformed man, that are doing those sorts of things, and that's why they're there at this protest in the first place. I think they know enough to volunteer on their own to be a part of this. But also, if you're saying that this is exploitation, then I'd like to know, at what age does it not become exploitation? Is there an arbitrary number in your mind where a young person can then choose to become part of a protest on their own, and you'll actually respect their choice?
Should young people not be exposed to their parents voting? I mean, if you can't have a political voice in the area of protest, can you have the political voice in any area? Because, I mean, frankly, that's just indoctrination.
I think it's very clear when you speak to a child whether they are acting as a puppet for their parent or they're mm-hmm. actually holding their own beliefs. I saw some very passionate testimony from homeschoolers up in Concord who were very young, 6, 7 years old, who were very articulate.
Yeah, exactly.
And so would they be able to decide for themselves if they want, or if it's something that impacts their lives? Definitely. I certainly see both sides of the coin here. I have an article here also from thinkprogress.org.
Well, hold on. Another question I have is, isn't this really just a critique about parenting technique? I mean, because ultimately, some parents raise their kids in ways that you don't agree with, right? Every parent's got their opinion, and every non-parent has an opinion about what parents do and how they raise their kids. Are the people who are saying this is exploitation of children, are they advocating a specific type of thing? That children are only supposed to do this. They're only supposed to play video games or go and play sports, and that's it. They can read a book, or they can surf online, but you can't bring your kids out to learn about activism. If that's what you do as parents, you can't involve your children in that. Who do you people think you are? Seems like real looking down one's nose at somebody's parenting technique.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Is it exploitation to involve your children in activism? And you're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything that you'd like to discuss here. You can also join us online by going to freetalklive.com and enjoying the features we have there, like our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, all you have to do is go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams, as well as the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned with children's rights, you should go check out schoolsucksproject.com's 12-part series, Kids Are Not Defective. It's part of their podcast series, and it examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and much more. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, we're going to continue here. Nemi, did you have a comment on this? I feel like I'm going to left off without you being able to get... I'm sorry, your mic is muted.
Man.
Try that now.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so we were talking about exploitation of children, and Brock is on the line listening in St. George, KZMU. Hello, Brock. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to point out that I have two children, not quite that age, but... You know, we take them to church, we take them to other civic centers to learn about the community, about, you know, whatever religion you're a part of, or and different things like that. To me, this seems like people just taking their children to share with them what they believe, share with them what they're passionate about.
Absolutely. And what's wrong with that?
Am I as a parent exploiting my child by taking them to church every Sunday, or
Some would argue that you are. Some would argue that you're taking advantage of their naivete to brainwash them with your particular religious viewpoint. But that's your perspective. That's your prerogative as a parent. You get to tell your kids the things that you think are interesting and important in life, and they get to decide whether you're right or not.
So what if you take your kid to one of these G20 protests and say, here's everybody's balaclava. Everybody put on your ski mask, and you take the kids out for...
That'd be awesome.
Somebody has done this, right? Somebody has taken the kids and given them bandanas for their faces to go to the G20 event. And I don't know, everybody's running around throwing Molotov cocktails and doing God knows what.
No, I don't advocate violence or property destruction.
I don't either. I think if the kid is going of their... If the kid isn't being physically brought anywhere, then what's the argument, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, as a parent, I mean, you do have the responsibility to, you know, protect your child and to provide for them as much as you can. In a violent situation, I don't know, that seems kind of extreme to me, taking it to the extreme level, but
it does.
I do agree with you in a nonviolent sense. You know, you're taking them to experience what, you know, the world is now. Isn't that what education should be about? I mean, you guys mentioned the School Sucks Project, where, you know, you advocate, you know, learning by doing things and going places and, you know, going to city councils and going, you know, learning about those different things, not just, you know, indoctrination through a book and through, you know, an indoctrinated teacher. You know, I think that's a very viable point.
Thanks, Brock, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So I think that is a completely legitimate thing for parents to be involving their children with. I don't think that it's exploitation in any way, but I understand why people feel that way. They think they know what the right way to raise a child is. I mean, really, that's what this boils down to.
And it's effective. It means more for John Boehner to say no to a group of children than it means for John Boehner to say no to a group of adults. I mean, it's the same. I hate to be shocking here, but it's the same idea of using children to man checkpoints in war, in theater in war.
How's that the same?
Well, locals put their kids out to checkpoints to stop vehicles from coming through. The idea is that the people driving the trucks will not run over children, but they might as adults. I think it can be viewed as exploitive. Probably the most effective thing to do is just, is to use your children, because who's going to kiss the babies?
Well, I think that whenever young people are involved in activism with their families, I think it's a very powerful thing. And you touched on that a little bit here. For instance, I know that there's a guy locally who was talking about having his son set up a coffee stand outside of the courthouse one day to offer hot coffee during a very cold New Hampshire morning, offer hot coffee for sale to the people that were going in, just kind of as as something for him to do as a, you know, kind of an economics thing. You're teaching your kid how to sell stuff, one of those lemonade stand sort of things.
Very practical economics lesson.
But the winter version of a lemonade stand. And you know, do that. And I think that's great, because maybe the cops will come along. Maybe they will mess with you. But if the cops aren't going to look good if they do. And so it's a very interesting perspective to come from when you bring children involved. Similarly, elderly people. I think that elderly people need to get more involved in doing activism as well, because there's two groups of people that are unassailable or virtually unassailable by the police, as far as it's going to look bad for the police to go after a 5-year-old, and it's going to look bad for them to go after an 85-year-old as well. Any way you slice it.
You want the world to... The reason you're involved in activism is you want the world to be better in the future. Elderly people don't have that much future left, if you were,
which is exactly why they should get involved in it. I mean, you've got nothing left to lose at that point. You've got all the cards in your corner as an elderly person. You've got experience, you've got knowledge, you've got you can pull all these cards out on these cops when they come after you, and you've got the brittle old person look to
you
as well.
They've thrown plenty of them to the ground. We've seen videos.
They have. I mean, there's always risk involved. There's always the risk you're going to get hurt. But as you pointed out, you're 80 years old. At this point, you could be dead tomorrow. Of course, that statement's always true. But you could be dead tomorrow, and why not go ahead and put some of your life on the line? I mean, Julian Heichlin did it, and did it very successfully here, yep. as he was arrested and what dozens of times at courthouses, at least 24 times, I think, at various different federal courthouses around the country for doing jury nullification outreach. And the cops look terrible when they'll do it, but they look bad when they do it. Can you imagine a crew of elderly people, of elderly civil disobedience, going around and doing things for freedom? Man, that would be so powerful.
Hard to believe. Hard to imagine.
It could happen.
It could.
It will happen, because you're going to get old someday.
Right? And then what if you... and you could actually put... this may seem a little insensitive, but you could put elderly people... Like, if you were getting older and you knew that there was a chance you might go a little crazy, like dementia, for instance, or Alzheimer's disease, where you're just not really with it anymore, you could give instructions to other activists, like, look, put me to work. If I've gone off the deep end and I don't know where I am anymore, put
roll
me to
me
work.
Out to the side of the road.
Give me a video camera
and
walk
me there to die.
No. Give me a video camera and walk me into the courthouse and let's see what happens. I think that would be very interesting.
Well, what about these drugs that these psychedelic drugs that you're such a fan of were to warp your mind? Could I do that with you?
Could you imagine? It would be like Weekend at Bernie's.
It would have
so much fun.
Just strap one of these helmet cams on him and send him out.
Oh my God. It's all the sticker bling on the helmet.
Don't tread on me flag.
I mean, just like if you ran a civil disobedience elderly person's home, you could just have a whole bunch of volunteers for this kind of thing. I mean, they're just sitting around right now watching TV.
Somehow or another, they'd come after you.
Put them to work. 855, 450, free.
Terrible, yeah.
That's the the ProXPN toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. And we'll continue here.
This is the problem with live radio, by the way. You know, just the things that come out of people's hands.
Oh, no, I was thinking about that earlier today.
Well, I was trying to give you an out.
The cuddle crackdown. Like I said, it would be a consensual thing. You wouldn't want to do it against their consent.
We got to talk about the cuddling.
You would just have to consent in advance of going through dementia. So anyway, 855, 453, cuddling crackdown on one of these cuddle houses that are popping up in various different cities around the country. Nemi has the story. It's coming up. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fate TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fate TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fate TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of the program, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got a website. You can go there and support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 a month. Now, right now, if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier between now and about the next week, because it's over, this offer, the special Bitcoin matching offer we've been telling you about, is over at Christmas time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month and you send me your Bitcoin address at ian@freetalklive.com, then I will send that along to James, who is our very generous contributor, who is going to send you Bitcoin in return. So you become an amplifier with the intention of amping for, you know, more than 1 month, hopefully, and then he will send you that $5 back. So we get the $5 from you. He sends you $5 worth of Bitcoin, or if you send us $10 a month, then he'll send you $10 worth of Bitcoin. And also, that $5 will be doubled because we have matching contributors who have stepped up and offered up to $950 per month in matching funds. So you can help us raise money to help pay for Daryl as our new affiliate relations person here behind the scenes of Free Talk Live. He's helping me call radio stations on a daily basis to reach out to them and introduce them to Free Talk Live, and it's working very well so far. And it's thanks to listeners like you who've stepped up and so far contributed over, I believe it's over $700 or $650, somewhere in there. A decent amount, the majority of the amount we're trying to raise, that $950. So again, if you become an amplifier tonight or within the next week, you can get your amp money back to you in Bitcoin. Plus, whether you do it this week or next week, there's the doubling offer, which is on the table now for several months. But the best time to do it is this week between now and Christmas. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Please, it makes a big difference for us. It's the most effective way to bring new radio stations on board is to have another person besides me calling new radio stations. So go to amp.freetalklive.com.
I've heard people use the critique that Bitcoin is not a currency. Well, Here's my challenge to you. Go to bitcoinstore.com, choose from more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment of those items. They're currently at a 0% markup from their main distributor is Ingram Micro, and they work with them. But at a 0% markup, so this is wholesale prices from which you pick here, and it's probably... it's reasonably fair to say that these items are less costly than you can find anywhere else online, and it's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. So if you don't think bitcoins are currency, go to bitcoinstore.com, use your bitcoins to buy stuff, and tell me if they're not currency then. By the way, shipping for items less than $100, for totals less than $100, $5, over free. Bitcoinstore.com.
All right, I know you want to get to this cuddling story, Amy, but people are calling in, so we've got to go to the phones first, where we'll talk to Eric in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live, Eric.
I'll just make this short. I just wanted to say that I agree, Ian, with your idea about elderly activism, and I think I'm going to incorporate that into a medical living will.
So, excellent.
Nice.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. Are you going to be coming up here to New Hampshire? Oh, he dropped off.
That's it.
He did want to keep that short. Corby in Houston, you're on Free Talk Live. Corby?
Hello?
Corby,
I'm here, sorry.
There you go.
Oh,
hey,
I'm just going to call up the vitamin story. There was a guest on Coast to Coast last night, Dr. Joel Wallach, and he was reacting to the story, and he had just said that, you know, a couple of critiques that personally he had had a doctor diagnose him when he was 9 years old, and he tried to give him some malarkey, and he did some research, and he discovered it was a vitamin deficiency was the cause of his own. It was something like a limp, or anyway, to make a long story short, that study was funded by Pfizer is the really suspicious part of that study.
Well, there were several studies that were cited at this story that said that multivitamins might be bunk.
Right, but also the other part was the former some of the. The vitamins could have been not like Chinese grade or very poor grade purposely, or they carry. But the same guy that used to do data that said smoking is good for you for Marlboro was involved in this. So be very suspicious of that study.
I'm very suspicious already. Ian read the story. I wasn't here last night, but this whole idea that somehow taking vitamins can't help you out. It seems to me that it's difficult to get all the vitamins and minerals you need in a day, and I'm just trying to hedge my bets.
Right, unless your diet is very healthy, which mine's mostly meat and potatoes type diet. So how a doctor can say that nutrition doesn't help your diet? Doctors have like 2 hours of nutritional training in their whole medical career, so. Anyway, I just wanted to call in about that, so thanks for
the
show.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight, Corby. Yeah, certainly you should be a suspect of anybody making claims. Just thought it was an interesting one. So, Nemi, Madison, Wisconsin is one of the sites of one of these cuddle houses.
Yes, there's also one in New York, but the one I'm going to talk about this evening is in Wisconsin. The Snuggle House in Madison has reportedly shut its doors after local leaders put the spooning space under heavy scrutiny for possibly being a den of iniquity and disguise. This is coming from New York Daily News. The bizarre business, they say, offered patrons the opportunity to pony up to $60 for an hour of G-rated human contact. No funny business. Quote, the benefits of touch therapy are proven by modern science, the Snuggle House's website states. Increased oxytocin levels, a sense of well-being can last for days after a snuggling session.
We also know that children who are not touched by their parents are more likely to be killers when they grow up.
Yeah, marasmus is actually a failure to thrive. And if a child, if you think of Cambodian or Romanian orphanages, the lack of touch or the clockwork changing of diapers once a day, no playing, no toys, was a real big factor in the development of reactive attachment disorder, which, isn't killing people, but it certainly affects...
Doesn't make the world a better place.
No, it doesn't.
Humans are social animals.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very important.
Touch is incredibly important, so...
Which is why it's insulting for them, this article, to call it bizarre. It's bizarre.
It's a bar. And it's certainly coming up. So city officials were, as expected, skeptical, to say the least, that the sessions would stay friendly. But before the Snuggle Shop announced on its page that it was closed for good, the city was planning a sting on the house. There's no way that sexual assault will not happen, said the assistant city attorney. No offense to men, but I don't know
any man.
I don't know any man who just wants to snuggle. I think that is such a ridiculous remark. The facility's unofficial Facebook page announced that they would
be very revealing. Hold on. That's revealing about that guy, right?
Like, well, it's a woman.
Oh, sorry.
Amazingly enough, the assistant city attorney.
So she's
she
just
doesn't
a sexist.
Seem to know that you can't get raped without a rapist.
Wow.
You know, so anyway, the Snuggle House owner tried to appease this angry city officials who admitted paying for non-sexual contact is a legal gray area.
What the hell is gray about it?
They admitted that it was a gray area. They don't have any rules about it yet, Mark. They haven't found anything to be offended about, but give them time.
They are offended by the idea that somebody would be paying someone else to touch them. These people are so vitriolic towards, humans contracting with one another for touching.
The owner outfitted each room with a panic button and security cameras and offered to let the assistant city attorney watch the footage. And still they got so much pressure to close down.
Right. To them, what it is a sexual contact. And they just don't like the sexual contact aspect.
They hate it when people consent to contacting one another in whatever way.
Local cops began compiling a dossier on the Odd House.
Oh, God.
David McCaw said police were planning an undercover
Madison.
This is Madison, Wisconsin, not New York.
Supposedly a progressive community.
Yep. So they were planning a quote-unquote undercover snuggle sting. I just want to say that one more time on the air. Undercover snuggle sting to test the boundaries of what they said they're doing. McCaw compared it to sending an officer to ensure bars weren't serving minors.
Well, I think that that's great. I think that they should send this officer in and, patronize the business and give them money.
But he shut it down, the owner or she shut it down?
The owner shut it down. The owner is a male. The city attorney is a female. And I found a similar site.
Doesn't it look suspicious to shut it down under all that scrutiny?
It's very much like the city of Keene coming after you, Ian. I think that these folks wanted to shut him down and teach him a lesson, and you have stood your ground and fought. Now, that's a very personal decision. We talk about that. Don't take a plea. I think this guy started a business, thought it was going to be great. It was great, and then he just faced such pressure from the city.
Screw it.
He said, forget it. I don't have the fight to fight this.
I think that's probably true, but from the outside, it could look like, what you got to hide, buddy? You heard they were going to sting you, and then
right.
You shut down.
Hey, I think it's a very lucrative business. I think we need one here in New Hampshire.
That's a fine idea. You should do that.
I'm going to do that.
I love that idea. Now, I don't know if it would be, I don't know if Keene's a big enough area for it, but who knows? I mean, you'd only need
somebody
a few
Keene
regular...
needs a good
right.
snuggling.
You'd only need a few regular customers to make it worth your while.
And Nemi's the one to snuggle them.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.